The scary aspects of prions and amyloids in the brain may have come to your attention several times over the years. Prions spread bovine spongiform encephalitis or chronic wasting disease. Humans can contract it, say, by eating oxtail soup from infected animals. That seems to be under control now. Amyloid plaques, globs of a protein, might be causal in Alzheimer's disease. However, our wonderful human memory, and memory in other animals down to at least fruit flies, uses both prions and amyloid. Did you ever wonder how you still remember a sight, a smell, a voice from even decades ago? Memories are encoded in persistent physical linkages among neurons. Cycles of mutual excitation of neurons may start the formation of memories but can't hold them. While not in the news, amyloids tying neurons together have long been known in the scientific literature for making memories permanent. One puzzle has been that proteins like amyloids do break down, their components getting recycled. Here's where the prions come in. Back to disease. The contagion of prions was found to arise from their ability to recruit normally folded proteins to assume the shape of the prion. For our long-term memory, however, that's a useful function. If an amyloid protein has to break down, the remaining ones at a site get new ones to adopt the right shape and join on. Disease and normal function are often closely related. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.